Can you friggin' believe that? It's the 21st century. How could they be playing something from the 70s like that as if it were still relevant? I tell you, some people are just living in the past. God. Well, anyway, I'm going dancing now. Where's my leisure suit?
This is the continuation of 404-427 Marietta.
So now we'll see how the digit 5 on the first selector is wired.
As you can see, 5 as a first digit is wired to block. Now I'm going to dial 45 to see how 5 is wired as a second digit. As you can see, 5 as a second digit is also wired to block. Now to find out what's on the 5 level, I'm going to dial 42, which guarantees that the next digit cuts in unless the level is busy, and then 5. So we'll see what's on the 5 level by dialing 425.
So, on the 5 level, we've got a CDO, and looking at the codes that can be dialed on a 7-digit basis here, that can only be 445, since if you dial 445, you'll end up on the 5 level just as if you dial 425.
On the first selector, 5 is blocked as a first digit and also as a second digit. On the 5 level itself, are N3 carrier trunks to the Dallas, Georgia step CDO. So on 5, write B in the first and second columns, and then write Dallas 445. That's the important information for understanding how the switching train works. You could also make note that Dallas is a step CDO. We'll be hearing some more of those as we go along.
So let me now call all the things in 445.
You might have noticed the pitch of that reorder tone changing in a regular pattern. That's the rule rather than the exception for this type of tone plant used in the old step community dial offices. Wellfleet, Massachusetts was the rare exception which didn't waver.
very nice thing about step-by-step and end carrier from one step office to another is that since it's step, you can dial 6 digits of the number and then sit there listening to end carrier as long as you like and then start it ringing on a moment's notice by dialing the 7th digit.
These Dallas trunks are on what I think of as classic N3 carrier. N3 carrier was an analog multiplexing system which was used for long local calls and short-haul toll calls. It used 2600 signaling for supervision and was especially noisy while calls were in the on-hook condition, such as while a phone was ringing or right now when we're in the middle of dialing a number. It did get a lot quieter once the number you called answered. Unfortunately, I have relatively few recordings of N3 carrier trunks actually being used for a completed phone call, since the vast majority of my tapes are of phone calls not completing.
You have reached 445-2783 is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 445-2783 is not in service. In area code 404.
Special operator, may I help you?
Now I'll dial that again, except this time I'll reach it by dialing 425 and the last 4 digits.
You have reached 445-2783 is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again.
Dallas, Georgia used to be a place that didn't have automatic number identification. Being a step in the Bell system, that meant that the operator would have to come on the line when you dialed one first and say, "Your number, please." But in the mid-70s, Bell Labs came up with a system for ANI that was economical for the small steps. That system is called ANI-D, and Dallas has it now. so Dallas customers can now dial long distance without talking to an operator. And when we call a non-working number in Dallas, we can have AIS know what number we're calling without the AIS operator having to ask. You can tell Dallas has ANID because when it goes to AIS, the automatic intercept, you hear this. The tones have something to do with the system determining what number you came in on, but that's really all I know about it.
Okay, the 445 vacant level recording is busy now, so what I'll do is move on to 6. Now, as you know, 6 is what you dial here to reach the parts of the metropolitan area which can't be dialed on a 7-digit basis. And I'll demonstrate first dialing 6 and getting the recording from the tandem that this office uses. Demonstrate what the wiring of 6 is as a second digit by dialing 46. C6 as a first digit cuts in, but as a second digit, it is blocked.
So we should have CI written in the first column, B written in the second column, and then we can write either, quote, 4044, quote, or downtown XBT, because the tandem is the downtown crossbar tandem, or we could even write Ivy Street XBT, since it's in the Ivy Street building. Now, looking back at all this from many years later, it's quite understandable to ask, did the logic really work the way I remember it did? The next call is to demonstrate that yes, it did. These digit-absorbing selectors could eliminate many dialing errors, but not all.
I'll now demonstrate that while 6 cuts in and 46 is blocked, 446 will again cut in. This is, of course, because the digit 4 as a second digit is wired to absorb once, which guarantees that the next digit will cut in, unless, of course, the level were busied out. So now I'll dial 446.
Fuzz, fuzz, crackle, crackle. There's that T-carrier trunk to the downtown XBT again. Of course we cut in. Let's dial a vacant code. We'll hear the other recording from the tandem.
Sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-4. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed.
Okay, well, while we have our focus on 6-plus dialing, let's make a few calls through the crossbar tandem. First of all, let's demonstrate why T-Carrier is so unpleasant, aesthetically at least. The best way to demonstrate that is to call one of the more modern switches of the time we're recording in, 1977-78, and that's the number one ESS, which I usually refer to just as ESS. It has a ring that is a combination of two pure sine wave tones, and T-Carrier has a way of adding a fuzzy quality to it that you don't get on the other trunk types. In this example, I found a code which goes up to the Buckhead Tandem. It's a number one ESS on the north side of town, which handles the prefix 231, but also acts as a tandem for pretty much the whole northern metro area. By dialing 170 plus a vacant code, we'll get to hear Buckhead's ringtone and a recording.
The code 170 goes from this tandem to Buckhead Tandem, skipping the 170. You can dial 170 plus four digits.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-231. We're sorry.
Now here's a virtually identical ring from Smyrna that we heard earlier. Sounds nice because it's on a wire trunk. It hums, but it doesn't sound like crap, like this. Anyway, thanks to the T-Carrier, we won't be dwelling long here on 6, but here are a few tandem calls. 6 plus a Buckhead step number. Now a Sandy Springs crossbar 5 number. All of these calls, by the way, are T-Carrier in and out of the tandem. Six plus a number that goes to a crossbar 5 and ends up on a Bell System crossbar PBX thanks to line link pulsing. 6 plus 411.
Begins with 445, dial 1-411. All other numbers should dial 411. Thank you. This is a recording.
Hey, I know her. This recording was in the tandem, so this is just one T-carrier link we're on. And this silence was almost certainly usable as a conference. Too bad so few people could reach it. Speaking of Dallas 445, let's see if the crossbar tandem downtown lets us call Dallas on 6+, in spite of the fact that we're not supposed to do it that way. Yep. And you can hear that the trunk from the XBT out to Dallas is on some sort of 2600 controlled carrier system. Because according to my Captain Crunch whistle, the background tone is, of course, 2600. I don't know what to say about connections like that last one. It's a combination of the old analog and the early digital, which, as far as I'm concerned, is, well, this should explain it. It was the worst of both worlds. Well, if the XBT lets us call Dallas from here, let's see if it'll let us send what should be an intra-building call through downtown and back. Here's a Marietta 424 number, dialed as 6+.
The Lockheed number you have dialed is not a working number. For assistance, if you're calling from outside the plant, please call 424-9411. If you're dialing from inside the plant, please call 44357. The Lockheed number you have dialed is not a working number.
That worked. And finally, here's a 6+ call to the 37 East Lake step. The trunks from the XBT downtown out to East Lake are such long wire trunks that you can actually hear the hum and the whine of those trunks, even through this fuzzy T-carrier that's going from here to downtown. Let me just play back the cut-through of the crossbar tandem to the East Lake trunk, and you can hear the hum and the whine that didn't used to be there suddenly appearing. There it is.
So far we've checked out and recorded everything that begins with 2, 3, 4, 5. and 6. And now we're going to see how the first selector is wired on 7. First dial dial 7, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, now I'll see how 7 as a second digit is wired. As you can see, 7 as a first or second digit is blocked, and therefore the only way you'd ever cut in on the 7 level is if you dial an A digit. And the only A digits we know are 2 and 4 in the second digit. And apparently 7 is where you would end up if you dialed 427. So I assume that's where the 427 trunks are. Now I'm going to check 8. Now 4-8.
On the first selector, both 7 and 8 are wired similarly. They are each blocked whether you dial them as a first or as a second digit. There are so many local Atlanta numbers that begin with 7, 8, as well as 47 and 48, and all of those are not dialable without a 6 first. Those dialing possibilities have got to be blocked because on the 7 and 8 levels themselves in this step are the incoming selectors of the prefixes 427 and 428, which are of course the prefixes from which we're dialing. So for both 7 and 8 on the first selector, write B's in all the narrow columns, and then write 427 incoming and 428 incoming. It should be noted that in Norcross, Georgia, there are valid prefixes 447 and 448. And if you look at the way this first selector is wired, you can see that 447 ends up on 427, unless you dial it with a 6 first, which is how you're supposed to do it. So in spite of the sophistication of this selector, you still did have people in Marietta every day forgetting to dial 6 first for one of those Norcross 447 or 448 numbers and ending up on 427 or 428 plus the same last four digits. Following are some intra-step calls to the 427 and 428 prefixes, and every now and then I'll dial a call as 447 or 448 just to demonstrate that it goes through that way too. Notice how underneath the double ring here, you can hear the crossbar 5's higher pitched double ring.
Call, I'm going to dial 448-1199. I'll actually be reaching 428.
That was a supervision test line. The phone company tends to put those on 99 in every 100 group. Next, I'm going to call another one, which is an identical circuit but doesn't have the low tone hooked up to it. So on this one, it'll be silent during those flashes and you'll hear more of the background noises of the relays that make the thing work. One nice thing about the old network is how there were always subtle variations in how it sounded, even within the same switching entity. On the next two calls, each of which ring briefly before I hang up, you can actually hear a difference between one and the other, due to not only the phone line that is reached, but the particular phase of ring supply that is used. On the first call, we get a hummy phone line, and you can hear that in the background of the double ring, there is also that high-pitched crossbar 5 ring leaking through. On the second call, we reach a phone line that isn't so hummy, and we also get a different phase of the Marietta Steps double ring, which in this case doesn't have the high-pitched ring in the background. And that's just an example of how, within the same building, things can sound different depending upon which perspective you're listening from. Thank you. Here's another one with a slightly less hummy line. I wonder what sort of 1970s technology this was. Whatever it was, it never hung up. Listen carefully to the first ring on this one. Did you catch that? That was AIS starting to talk, but the ring didn't trip correctly. Here it is again. Here it is enhanced. And finally, here's a call to a 427 number that actually has AIS working correctly.
You have reached 427-9527 has been disconnected. 427-9527 has been disconnected.
Help you?
Yeah, what happened to this number?
Disconnected.
Do you have a new number?
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye.
This last call was recorded late at night, and we could hear one other caller up at that hour dialing something on another first selector. Let's hear what he dialed. 4, 2, 1, followed by a cut-in. And now we don't hear any more dialing, because he's gone. He's gone off to another trunk now. In fact, well, you can see where he's ended up. You can look it up yourself if you've been following the mapping. 4 is absorbed repeatedly as a first digit. That leaves him on the first selector, so we get to hear him dial another digit. The 2 is absorbed once. That also leaves him on the first selector, so we get to hear him dial a third digit, which in this case is 1, and we can hear the cut-in very clearly. And he's cut into whatever is on the 1 level, which typically is going to be the toll trunks. But we'll cover what's on 1 here in the next segment. You know, if I had really been paying attention when I made this tape, I would have just called back and sat on the first selector to hear him try over and over, because there's no way that his call is going through. There is no 421 prefix in the 404 area, and it's most likely that he has a 427 number written down, and the 7 looks like a 1. And that late at night, I mean, chances are you're up drunk anyway, right? Maybe I could have shouted, "Hey, that's a 427 number you're calling, not 421. And he'd hear this little voice way off in the background and think, "Oh man, I gotta stay off the bottle." But seriously, I've actually never heard voice crosstalk from one selector to another. Just dial pulsing crosstalk. In the next segment, which I'd recommend not going right onto, but taking a breather, we begin to look at the more interesting part of this switching train, which is the nines. You can see there are a lot of prefixes that begin with 9. And also, there's another detail about the question of how are we going to handle 411, because 4 absorbs repeatedly, 1 is going to go into the toll trunk, generally speaking. So how are we handling 411? That's a very special way they do it. The centralized intercept tape was made in February of 1977 from my apartment in Manhattan. I used 2 different phone lines to make the tape, both of which were on number 5 crossbar switching equipment, you know, the equipment that always goes. I switched from one phone line to the other because each one had its own advantages. My west side line was served by the central office right across the street from my apartment, and therefore it was the best one to use for overall sound quality. Unfortunately, however, that particular office had kind of a new routing pattern which wasn't the one that I wanted to preserve for posterity. So I had an east side line, which was actually imported from the other side of the island. It was an FX, a foreign exchange line, and I used it for most of the phone calls because it was still on the original routing pattern. Certain high volume area codes would go to the secondary gateway, which was a New York telephone class 3 crossbar tandem. Now that was always nice because these crossbar tandems would let you hear the MFs as the call was going through. Meanwhile, the other area codes were sent through the great super tandem, the sectional center of New York, which was actually 2 offices working side by side. And depending upon which region you were calling, you would either go to New York 4, recording ID
2122,
or New York 7
2123.
And that was awesome, because those 2 offices together were so huge that they had direct circuits to every little place you could imagine. So calling long distance from a crossbar 5 in New York City that was still on the original routing pattern was sort of like living in a mansion that had more rooms than you knew what to do with. So that's why I'm using the 2 phone lines. Now in this segment, we'll be dialing area codes that go through the secondary gateway from each of these lines. The west side line uses Bronx
21224.
In the Grand Concourse building, the east side line uses Forest Hills
21233.
In Forest Hills, Queens. Okay, before we start, let's pick up my east side line and call the number readback. Whoa, I can see the phone patch I used at the time messes up the sound of dial tone coming on. This is what it should sound like. Now let's continue. That's the most common Cognitronics number readback device that was in use. There were 3 different versions of it, all with photographic film digits, which from the sound of that had gotten quite dusty. So the number readback machine in East 79th Street is dirty. Let's see if West 73rd's is any better. We'll pick up my west side line and do the same thing.
Seven, nine, nine, seven, seven, eight, eight.
That one's only a little less dusty. Okay, let's make some long-distance calls to centralized intercept. The first few I want to demonstrate are all of the same type. This first call is from my west side line, and it goes to the centralized intercept in Binghamton, New York. Area code 607.
May I have the number dialing?
797-9911.
797-9911, I'm sorry, it was disconnected.
Thank you.
Now another call that goes through similarly from my east side line, Bridgeport, area code 203.
We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Please. 384-1111.
Yeah. 384-1111 is no longer in service.
Okay, great.
All right.
The number I called was in Bridgeport, but I believe the concentrator for that is in New Haven. Now I'll describe how this call is going through by putting that one in slow motion thanks to the magic of digital editing. My Crossbar 5 office, of course, has me on the originating register while I'm dialing the number. When we dial the last digit, the originating register calls the marker. That little sound was the register calling the marker, and now the marker puts us on the trunk, in this case, to Forest Hills. We are now on the trunk to Forest Hills, but we're not hearing it, because there's an MF sender sending the 10-digit number to Forest Hills. When it's finished, we cut through to Forest Hills. This is a wire trunk, has a little hum and squeal on it. And now, thanks to the way they designed the trunk circuits for crossbar tandems, we actually get to hear Forest Hills picking up a trunk to the Bridgeport crossbar tandem and the trunk flashing. That's the handshake, and now we hear Forest Hills MFing to Bridgeport. After the last tone, Forest Hills cuts through. Now we hear the carrier noise from the Forest Hills to Bridgeport trunk, and since the destination office is a number one step, Bridgeport is right now dialing probably the last 5 digits of the phone number. When it's finished, we hear some clicks that are a combination of the sender in the Bridgeport tandem dropping out, and some clicks the step itself makes. And at this point, the step's connector begins ringing, which in this case is very quickly tripped.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Our first example, to Binghamton, was exactly the same sort of route except different tandems were involved. In this case, it goes to the Bronx crossbar tandem, which MFs 7 digits to Binghamton crossbar tandem, which again dial pulses into a step. That Binghamton crossbar tandem, by the way, is...
6075.
That's a Class 3, which homes on Albany.
5182.
And the Bridgeport crossbar tandem is...
2037.
Which homes on the Bridgeport 4A, 20315. Which homes on the New Haven 4A.
2032.
Had the trunks to the Bridgeport crossbar tandem been busy, Forest Hills would have tried the Bridgeport 4A, and if that had been busy, it would have gone to New Haven. Now, the last time we heard this ring, it was coming from a number 1 step and office. The ring is more often associated with number 5 crossbar, however, and in this next call, that's exactly where it's coming from. Here's Allentown, Pennsylvania, from my east side line, via Forest Hills.
21233.
Allentown crossbar tandem.
21511.
To a crossbar 5.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number in your directory and dial again. The number you have reached is not in service. If you remain on the line, an operator will answer. Thank you. This is a recording. Dialing, please.
791-0000.
All right. That would be a wrong number, sir. A vacant line.
Okay, thank you. I'm testing. What city is this?
Pardon?
What city have I reached?
Well, I said you're reaching a centralized intercept. We're in Williamsport.
Williamsport,
thank you. The number you're calling is in Allentown.
Thank you.
That call went through a little faster than the last two because there was no dial pulsing. In fact, that call is multi-frequency sending all the way. As the call progresses, the number being sent keeps getting shorter. From my crossbar 5 to Forest Hills, it MFs all 10 digits. From Forest Hills to Allentown, 7 digits. And now just the last 5 digits to the crossbar 5. With all that multi-frequency sending going on, too bad you don't hear the tones more. But that's the way it was. There were just certain places where you did hear the tones, and in that last example, just the Forest Hills going to Allentown allowed you to hear the outpulsing. The rest is muted. Now, the operator was in Williamsport. The recording, however, might have been in Allentown. It's for sure it's not in Williamsport, because when the operator hung up, there was a sound, and this is a subtle sound. That's the sound of a 2600 operated link hanging up, which indicates distance between the concentrator and the operator. And the voice on the recording is the same person that we know to be on Allentown recordings anyway.
This is a recording. 21511. Thank you. This is a recording.
Most likely scenario is the concentrator is in Allentown or somewhere nearby, and not in Williamsport itself. That was a common practice. You could have several concentrators going into one operator center. Now, the Allentown crossbar tandem
21511
was a Class 4, or toll center, homing directly on the regional in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
2151.
And that's an example of a Class 4 homing on a Class 1. Now let's pick up my west side line, rarely used on this tape, and call the one independent phone company that we'll be calling today. That's Rochester, New York. And the reason is that Rochester, New York, unlike all the other independents, uses a lot of Bell System switching equipment, and so it used Bell System centralized intercept. This call is the exact same pattern as the last one. It goes through a crossbar tandem in New York, out to a distant crossbar tandem, to a crossbar 5 again. So here's Rochester centralized intercept via Bronx...
21224.
Rochester crossbar tandem...
71610.
To a crossbar 5, except this crossbar 5 is independently owned.
number you have reached is not presently assigned to any customer. Please be sure you have dialed correctly. This is a recorded announcement.
May I have the number you're calling, please?
Yeah, 254-0000.
What is the number, sir?
254-0000.
There's no such number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The number you have reached is not presently assigned to any customer. That was specifically the text that the Rochester Telephone Company used at the time. Now, I hope you're ready for a little bit more useless information. Well, useless except for when listening to the old tapes, because here it comes. The long-distance network of the 1970s was primarily made up of two types of switching machines, crossbar tandems, which are abbreviated XBT, and 4As. And they are both crossbar switches, but the crossbar tandems are less sophisticated. They are two-wire tandems, and they really work best in cities where the destination offices are very close to the tandem. The reason for that is that when you take a long-distance call and you put it through a switch and you combine the transmit and the receive, it tends to add a resonance to the connection. And for that reason, they developed the 4A switch, which was literally a four-wire switch. It kept the transmit and the receive separate through its switching network. And for that reason, all the regional centers, except for one, were 4As. And these two switches are what made up the backbone of the network. Now, every tandem we've gone through so far is a crossbar tandem, or XBT. And here is the phone freak's secret language to know when you're going through an XBT. When a crossbar tandem cuts through, it typically makes this sound. And since these calls go through two crossbar tandems, you can actually hear that sound twice. That's the nearby New York Tel crossbar tandem, Bronx or Forest Hills, cutting through. And now, that's the distant crossbar tandem cutting through. Ta-da-da. Ta-da-da. Congratulations, you've learned your first word in telephonese.
Am I supposed to stand up and cheer?
And by the way, number one crossbar end offices also make that sound, especially when they're MFing out. Now that's a side-by-side comparison. The first ta-da-da
How do you do that?
Was the crossbar one end office. The second one was a local crossbar.